when folks speak about the synthetic lilacs, I mean, what do you think they're speaking about?
I think they're speaking about is a cobbled together Scots. Words taken from, no, there was something that, when I read that book, A Tongue in Your Head, I could tell the ones whose language had not been Scots, first language.
Aye, aye.
Because somebody wrote something and put in the word pedi, which is only used up in your... I would never ever use the word pedi. And I remember I was writing something about...
But do you think that's wrong, though, to take in words from other places?
I have been called a purist.
Aye.
In fact, I was telling Stuart Conn one night about how I'd been writing this poem about helping my granny wash granddad's wash granddad's flannans, right? And which he put on in November, and he did it about till the end of May, that sort of thing.
Thick
woolen combinations.
Right, aye.
And they had rubber buttons. Oh, and I remember the buttons in the water gleaming like fish eyes.
Oh, aye.
Right? And I wrote, the gutty buttons gleaming in the girly water. And I thought, I wonder if there's a word for buttons. I've never heard.
No.
Couldn't think of. However, I went through the dictionary and I came across gornals. Gutty gornals. I thought, oh, yes, yes.
That's
you
a
know.
Fine alliteration as
oh,
well.
Oh, yes. I was really excited. And then, fortunately, I checked it out. It's a word from Caithness.
Right.
And I couldn't use it. And when I said this to Stuart Conn, he said, maybe that's integrity.
That's real integrity. That's genuine integrity.
But I wouldn't have felt right, and I think that's what I feel about. And I'm reading Alan Bold's biography of McDermott just now, because I don't really know much about McDermott apart from the fact that I don't like him, you know, just sort of confuse me with the facts. My mind's made up. I mean, he is an amazing man, and I know that we have to say that if it hadn't been for him, we wouldn't have this Scots revival. But he, like Freud, it was his way or no other way. Or St. Paul, my way and no other way. And but you need somebody like that at the beginning of a...
Well, and maybe to set a kind of standard as well. Do you
yes,
think what I mean? That
yes,
other folks
right,
should be...
That's right.
Well, I'll just say this is what I think a standard should be. And then other folk can either say, no, I didn't agree with that, or
but
a D.
I do think there is a relaxing of this, that people are writing in their own particular dialect, like me. What's her name who wrote Buddha Da, you know?
Anne Donovan.
Oh dear, what's his name? Writes in Glasgow. I mean, you really have to concentrate, and then you start to hear it, and of course it makes such a lot of sense. Tom Leonard.
Oh, my. Uh-huh,
you know, people like that. No, I can applaud that.
Do you think there is something you could cry, though, that like a can folks speak about the Scots language, and then they speak about Doric, and you can Glasgow or Shetland or whatever. I mean, do you think the meeting place is for all that stuff? Do you think there's only... I think there's a possibility of having a kind of meeting place, or does it not really matter? Is it just about dialects?
I wonder if... When you think of places like France and you go to, you know, the dialects you hear there is nothing at all like the French, you know. But the problem is that we are not encouraged to think we're bilingual. And we're made to feel ashamed of speaking Scots. When it's such a wonderful language.
Oh, aye, absolutely.
Whereas if we were in... Which is maybe... And that's what's maybe coming. The fact that folk are going into schools and encouraging kids to write Scots and so on and so forth, that they're...
I wonder about this question, though. It's to do with that. But the fact is, the Northeast has it. Well, Northeast, one of the places it has an half a rich dialect, and a lot of folks speak it. So there's a kind of evolution of the dialect, and there's folks speaking it in country areas, in town, doing all kinds of jobs, and there's a huge reservoir of language that folk can dip into and bring back out if words have been lost. But what about places like maybe like Lanarkshire or whatever, where there's a lot of language loss? I mean, you're saying you didn't really like the idea of taking a word for Caithness. What about this folk? It's maybe the percentage of language that's left at Scots is smart. What do you think it would be? Do you think it's fair for them to borrow words for other places? You can't enrich what they've got.
Yes, that's right. I suppose if you came across a word that you felt really, really described something, you know, that the sound of it was what you were trying to get across.
I mean, I read recently something, I can't mind what it is, and this is a bad thing to be able know to say what it was, but I read something recently and it was for Ayrshire, and the word loon was used in it, just in the same way that you'd use it in Aberdeen. So it must have been widespread, this word loon, afore. You can, but nobody thinks loon is just an Aberdeenshire northeast word. And clearly it hasn't been like that.
No. How did they use the word there?
Just in the same way as you would, like a firm loon or a firmer loon or something like this. I can't mind exactly what it was, but it wasn't a northeast source. I read it, but it was maybe for the 19th century, and it was a word, the word loon was used in just the same way as you'd use it, just to describe a young man or a boy.
You sure it wasn't borrowed?
It maybe was. You see, so I'm just wondering about this question of borrowing and whether it...
Because when I use the word loon among my English friends or not even English, but Scots who never spoke Scots, they think I mean...
A wee bit,
you know.
Aye.
Because I remember saying to somebody who just... wife had just given birth to a wee boy, and I said, "Oh, Vapa, please, you've got a wee loony," who was quite offended, you know.
That's like, we're looking outside the artist. I think you're talking about somebody that is pale, but really it's a wee loony.
Well, that was the most affectionate thing I could have said.
Be more affectionate.
And especially when you add IE onto it. That's right. But I have a friend who is half Catalan, half Scots, Glasgow, and of course she's 10 years older than I am. You come across Mercedes Clarasso?
No, didn't get her.
She was a lecturer in St Andrews, and she lives quite near here, and I got to know her very well. But she, Catalan, went through all this process that we're going through, and she says that in time, you know, we will be. Homogenise, is that the word?
That's right.
It just won't matter, you know. And I feel that we might lose some things. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That would be my fear.